Welcome to the Aquarimax Audio Show with Russ and Kelly. We provide information on all kinds of aquarium-related topics.
Buonasera a tutti gli ascoltatori.
Good evening, everybody.
It's time once again.
For us to talk to you about fishy things.
Yes, in the sense of non-suspicious, in the sense of ichthyologically relevant sort of things.
And sometimes ichthyologically suspicious things.
Perhaps, if we get that far.
Indeed. Today, we're going to have Russ tell us about a particular tank that he's had for quite some time. It's his tank of guppies that he's had for many years. So, Russ, how old were you when you first set up this tank of guppies?
Well, do you want me to tell you how old I was or how many years ago it was? Because I don't know that I want to say both.
Well, if you tell us one... Well, no, I suppose they couldn't figure it out. Okay, how many years ago was it?
23, I believe.
23 years ago you got this tank of guppies. How many guppies were in there at the beginning?
I believe I purchased 12 newly born guppies from a local fish store. I'm sure the store clerk was overjoyed at the prospect of netting out 12 newly hatched guppies, because that's what I wanted specifically. I was fascinated by the appearance of them. Hadn't really seen them that small before, and it looked like they had just barely been born. And so I had him net those 12 out for me.
Were they fancy guppies or common guppies?
They were common guppies.
And tell us why you chose common guppies instead of fancy guppies.
Well, I guess saying common guppies is a bit of a misnomer, but that term is often used to refer to guppies, like feeder-style guppies, guppies that do not have the exaggerated color and finnage of fancy guppies. But in general, most of the common guppies in the trade are sold as feeder guppies, and they're sold, they probably have some genetic connections to fancy guppies. Probably not pure wild stock, is what I mean.
Okay.
And so they have shorter fins, more variety in their coloration, and different types of coloration. The coloration tends to be restricted to spots, splotches, stripes, and the like, rather than just be an entire body color or so on.
And tell us why you picked those kind of guppies instead of fancy guppies.
Oh, yes. I like them. They're hardier than fancy guppies tend to be. Fancy guppies have undergone a lot of inbreeding. They've also been raised in nearly ideal conditions in fish farms, in many cases where they have almost entirely live food and a high degree of salinity in the water. At least that's the what's commonly said, and so that's part of the reason why it's difficult for them to adapt to tank conditions, and they just don't do as well as they used to.
They're the spoiled rich kids.
Yeah, and so they don't do so well, but the common guppies are tough as nails, basically.
You wanted something that would last.
Yeah, and I like the way they look. They're interesting.
They're pretty. It's a little bit more subtle than the fancy guppies, but it's pretty.
Yeah.
So, tell us, why have you kept a tank of guppies for 23 years? Well, what have you learned from them?
I think those are different questions, but that's okay.
Well, start with one and then answer the other one.
Okay, why? Because I like them. To paraphrase the famous song that relates to a mouse whose name I won't mention for copyright reasons. But they're fun. They're interesting, they're resilient, and it's a self-perpetuating population to a large extent, so they're fun. And you can watch certain genetic traits pass through the generations fairly easily and so on. What was your second question? I already forgot.
What have you learned from watching this tank of guppies for 23 years?
Well, there was a bit of a learning curve. I brought those 12 home and started to raise them. They took a while to grow up. I didn't have a heater in the tank, and that tends to slow their metabolism down, and so they They took a little longer to grow up than if I had had a heater. I also didn't feed them newly hatched brine shrimp, which would have also accelerated their growth.
But keep in mind that it was 23 years ago, and although he does not want to admit to whatever age he is, which is not an embarrassing age by any means,
okay,
he was
35.
Younger than now. How old? You see, you were, what, 13 when you got these guppies? 13.
Yes. Which makes me 35 now, I think.
Yes.
I'm better at fish than I am at math. Okay, so anyway, these fish took a while to grow up, and I started to get impatient thinking, oh, look, the females are gravid, which you can tell by the shape of their bellies and the dark sort of triangular patch there to the rear of their belly, right before their caudal extension begins, and not caudal extension, but their backbone before the caudal peduncle begins. So I was watching that and saying, what's going on? What's happening? They're not going to breed. And, you know, it probably wasn't very long, but it felt like a long time. And then one Sunday morning, I put my face down near the tank, looked in among these strands of duckweed roots that were hanging down from the surface, and saw a batch of little fry. There were probably about 20 of them. From my not very large female, it was her first batch. About 20 fry, and I was so excited I started screaming and jumping up and down, and called my friends and everything, the ones who would appreciate it anyway, and some of them did.
It's a boy and a girl and a boy and a girl.
And so I had fun with that. I learned how quickly guppies reproduce when you add a heater. I learned a lot of other things with them. I think that particular batch, we had a neighborhood pet show that I organized, and we had everything from a chicken to a, let's see, several types of reptile. We had turtle and some snakes and cats and dogs. We had all kinds of things at this pet show. And the guppies, I gave away some of the guppy fry as prizes. But the unfortunate thing was, I wasn't really looking very carefully. Ended up giving them all away.
Whoops.
At the for prizes, which was kind of sad. But the thing was, my cousin, who also happens to be an exceptionally good friend of mine and remains so to this day, received some of those fry as an attendee of the pet show, and kept them in a fish bowl on his mantelpiece, or something like that, if I recall. And after a few months, of course, they grew up and began to produce fry, and he presented me with three of them.
So you got them back.
Yes, one of them had some sort of defect, whether it was congenital or I don't know what it was. It had some sort of problem. So it didn't grow very large. It had sort of a deformed jaw, and that one didn't reproduce. It lived for quite a while, but it didn't reproduce. The other two, however, happened to be a male and a female, and they reproduced like mad. And so then I thought, well, they're siblings and so on, and although guppies are much more genetically resilient than some species, and even, you know, one or two generations isn't going to hurt them anyway, really, but I said, I only want to introduce some new blood, and so I went and got some fancy guppies and began to introduce new blood to the gene pool there. I had one female fancy guppy that gave birth to about 50 babies in one tank, and I put the male common guppy in with those babies. And so he was the first male to mate with all of the females in there, basically. And the next generation turned out pretty weird looking. But I selected for males that looked more like common guppies over several generations until we got back to some that were, you know, quite a lot of color. They became a little bit more colorful than originally, but they had the common guppy traits, with the spots and the splotches and the top swords and the bottom swords and so on, instead of the big wide fan tails or delta tails of the fancy guppies. And after that, I introduced mostly common guppy stock into the gene pool periodically.
So you used these guppies at pet show when you were young. Are there any other interesting stories or events that these guppies have participated in?
Well, yes. I began to sell the surplus guppies, because I certainly had quite a few of them, to neighborhood kids, and made a bit of pocket money doing that. That was fun. And it didn't take a really long time before I sort of saturated the market, but for a while I made some money doing that, and that was fun. They actually, I took some representatives of these guppies to our wedding reception, which was luckily very, very near where the guppies were living at the time, because I figured that would be very representative. We had a table that represented me and a table that represented Kelly, and at my table there was some guppies swimming around. It seemed appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 years I spent in Italy and the 3 years we spent in Hawaii, the guppies were in the care of others. During the 2 years, which was when I was quite a bit younger and hadn't met Kelly yet, my parents were kind enough to take care of them. And during the 3 years we were in Hawaii, once again my cousin, who I mentioned before, is also a most excellent friend, took care of them during that time. So even though we've spent time out of the country, so to speak, even though Hawaii's not technically out of the country, it might as well be. It's so different, but it's a lovely place.
And hard enough to take pets to that it might as well be too.
Yes, and very difficult to take pets to. They've done fine. And one of the big problems is finding out what to do with the surplus of babies, because they reproduce like mad, and even though they will eat some of their own fry, they don't, especially
they
after several generations, they don't seem to keep up with it. They seem to lose the knack of eating their fry to a large extent. And so you get a tank. I've kept them in various sizes of tanks, but generally a 20-gallon is where I've kept them, and they will fill up the tank to the point of bursting, and that's a problem, of course. Not good for them. And I can't bring myself to cull them. Just pick some out and say, okay, you're going into the African frog tank for fun, or what, you know, I didn't want to do that. Didn't want to feed them to our frog Hito, or other things like that. I couldn't figure out what to do, because then I'd have to pick the ones that were going to die, and it was just not very pleasant. So I found a dilemma. The population itself would suffer somewhat because of the decrease in water quality and so on of having too many fish in the tank. And also it decreases the adult size, and it does some other things to the population that are not...
And it just looks crowded.
Yeah, it looks too crowded. There are a lot of negative sides to that. But there's not really a ready market for them, and I didn't want to cull them myself, so we couldn't figure out what to do. And then, a stroke of inspiration. A dwarf African frog introduced into the tank. That way I wouldn't have to pick the individuals that were going to die. It would sort of be a bubble of natural selection, in a way. Although I imposed it, so I'm not sure what to call it.
Intelligent design.
Maybe. But put the dwarf African frog in there, and he would pick off some of the fry. And I wouldn't have to pick the fry that we're going to pass on that way and become part of the circle of life. And it worked. We put one in there not too long ago, maybe 6 months ago, to try to solve this dilemma. And he would pick off some of the fry, but not too many. Some of them would grow up and survive, and the population seemed to stabilize just about at the right number. So we seem to have found a solution for now. It's only been, like I say, a few months, but maybe it's going to work.
And it's been nice to have the frog in there, because he adds a little bit of variety and personality to the tank other than the fish.
Yeah, so right now we have a tank that is carpeted with Sagittaria subulata, dwarf sag. There are some patches of Java moss in there. I recently removed the ceratophyllum, the hornwort, from it, but I might put some more back in, I'm not sure. But, and then we've got assassin snails, Malaysian trumpet snails, in the substrate, and that one African frog, and a number of guppies, but not an outrageously huge number, refreshingly enough. I'm not sure if it's the best solution, but it's one way to do it. And it allows me to keep the guppies, and the individuals that do survive tend to be healthier and larger and so on.
Is there anything else that you want to tell us about your guppies?
Well, I can't think of anything right now, unless you have a question.
What do you feed them?
Oh, that's a good one. All right. I bought microworms on CompuServe Fishnet years ago, and they were mailed to me in a toilet paper tube. And
ours come differently if you order ours.
Yeah. But that's how they were mailed to me at the time, in a little plastic jar inside this toilet paper tube. And I fed them microworms. Until, of course, I went to Italy and my mom said, no, I'm not keeping those. And so then I got them again after we were married, it seems, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And kept those for several years, and then we were going to Hawaii and we couldn't bring them. They're actually legal to bring to Hawaii, so we didn't do that. But then when we got back, just a few weeks after we got back, I got some more. So microworms are great for guppies. Every size, from most newborn guppy to the largest adult female, will take them. So I've given them lots of microworms. I also give them grindleworms. But of course, a big staple is flake food. I like to give them color-enhancing food usually. But they also eat algae and bits of... I throw in thawed frozen peas and bits of zucchini and so on. They eat that too. It's good for them to have vegetable food as well, and they'll pick at that. Algae chips, things like that.
Mm.
You can feed them just about anything. They love Daphnia moina. Give them those.
Kind of like fishy goats.
Mm-hmm. They love frozen copepods. Give them those once in a while. Different things.
Okay. So, if you ever decide to try a tank of guppies, make sure you get an African frog, too.
Well, unless you want to, do some selective breeding and you have a different method of culling them. But if you just want to have a tank of them that's sort of self-sustaining and you don't want to worry about culling them like I didn't want to worry about culling them, that would be a way to go. A way to go, not necessarily the best way.
Thank you for telling us about your guppies.
You're welcome. Guppies are fun.
Good night.